Hey, my people. Yes, it's been a minute, but here I am. Welcome back to another episode on Like It Is with Melissa, and this is your girl, Melissa Freeman. So, my topic is going to be fun today. But before we get into it, I just want to remind you of a few things. Don't forget to go ahead and follow me on all my social medias. Don't forget to look at my website, www.likeitiswithmelissa.com. Go ahead and see all of the great things I'm doing. You can book me on my website. It is also a place where you can purchase my book, What's Butterflies Got to Do with It? If you are someone who is on a journey where you want to do better in your relationships, not just marriage, I'm talking about friendships, I'm talking about the relationship with your childhood, I'm talking about the relationship with yourself. Yes, purchase my book, only $19.95. Go and do that thing because you need to do it. All right, so let's get into the topic today. I'm going to title this podcast, I Can't Compete with Your Trauma. So you might be asking, how is that going to be a fun topic? Well, listen, a lot of people have trauma, and I think that it's not better and it doesn't get better for anyone until we understand what trauma is and how it affects us in our lives, how it makes us make decisions that we probably wouldn't make if we did not have the trauma. So it is fun because it allows you to see beyond what you think, again, what you think you see and what you think your trauma is, because trauma is a deep topic, but it's also interesting and fun. So let's get it. Trauma can be if you have experienced something that is frightening or stressful or has brought you great disappointment, that it will cause you to respond as soon as you see something that is similar to your trauma. And when that happens, you don't even have full control over your response unless you've done some work and you have decided to get a counselor and you're working on yourself, because then you can identify your trauma when you start to feel it or see it or watch your response. But many people don't get that far because they believe what they went through might be normal, or it is normal in their family or in their circle. So trauma may not look like trauma to them, but people on the outside looking in can say that was traumatizing. And so why are we talking about this today? Well, that's a great question. Let me tell you, there are a lot of things that you say and you do in your life and you don't realize it is rooted and grounded in trauma. I, of course, will speak for myself that I have a little trauma, and I think everyone has some. I feel like as you're going through life, there's always going to be encounters and experiences that have affected you, affected your thinking, how you can trust people, how you move, how you think other people think because of your trauma. It is so fascinating to see how deep that it goes. So for myself, I know that I am someone, and I'm going to use a small trauma. To you, it might not be small. You might think it's big, but for me, it's a small trauma compared to other things, right, that people went through. But I know for myself, if I ask someone to do something and they do not do it, because I have trauma with trusting people to do something that I asked them to do, and when it doesn't get done, I'm like, see, this is what I'm talking about. People don't do what they're going to do. They don't say what they mean and mean what they say. And so my trauma has caused me to just not, you know, fully believe someone can do something. And sometimes it hinders me because I can need help and I'll be like, no, I'm good. I'll do it because at least I know it will get done. And I don't trust that you're going to do what you say you will do. Because so many times in my life, people say they're going to do things and they just do not show up. They just do not have follow through. They just don't. And so I know for myself, when I start to respond like, I'll do it, it's because I don't believe people will do what they say they're going to do. And then there's another layer to my trauma, because sometimes people do what they say they're going to do, but it's not with perfection. Like, they just threw something together, or it's just sloppy. And so I am a person where if I am presenting something, I want it to be of the best. Does that mean I'm perfect? No, I make mistakes, but I'll do my best to make it look as perfect as possible because I believe in excellence. And because I know everyone does not think like that, what happens is I find myself saying, yeah, they might do it, but are they going to do it like me? Are they going to make it perfect? Great. Are they going to make it appealing? And then I'm questioning, even if they do it, how is it going to turn out? That's my trauma, and it's real, because in the workplace, I have to trust my staff. At home, I got to trust family members. At church, I got to trust the members of the church. Like, I got to trust. And so because I have done some work and identified that that is trauma for me, I am able to talk myself down. I am able to say, nope, you're responding the wrong way mentally, because it's not even, people don't even feel it and see it, but it's like in my head that they may not do great, or in my head that they may not do it at all. And so I have to work on me when it comes to that. When my thinking goes in that direction, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. That's part of your trauma, where people don't show up, Melissa. Nope, you can't think everyone's like that, because everyone's not like that. So right now, take a minute, give them an opportunity until they prove you wrong. So that's my little coaching that I give myself. And I believe it's a good strategy to remind yourself of your trauma so that you can work on responding differently. Listen, I wholeheartedly believe that trauma is so deep that it could be something that happened when you were young. I'm talking about 5, 6 years old. And now you're grown. You got your own kids and you're married, and it shows up. And so that's why it's important to work on your trauma, because it will show up, baby. It will show up. And when it does, what you gonna do? Because see, the longer you wait to work on you, the more deeply rooted that trauma becomes, because your response to things becomes a habit. And once it's a habit, it is hard to change it. I'm going to say that again. The longer you wait to work on yourself, it's worse, because whatever your response is due to your trauma becomes your habit. And your habit becomes hard to change. So that's why it's important to not wait, because you could be grown. I'm talking about in your 50s, and that trauma is still showing up from things that happened to you when you were 4 and 5, because you just never worked on you. So take a minute and tell yourself, work on me, work on me. I'm going to work on me. We got to work on ourselves. And let me tell you the domino effect to this thing, right? If I don't work on my trauma, then I actually can pass my trauma, my stuff onto the people in my home, onto my child. I can have my son, Noah, start believing we can't trust people, and people don't have follow through, and people don't say what they mean and mean what they say. I can do that, because maybe I'm saying it out loud, or then after someone doesn't have follow through, I say, see, this is what I'm talking about. People just don't. That's why you got to do it yourself. This is what I'm talking about, right? What if I'm saying that in front of him all the time because I haven't dealt with my trauma, and I think my feelings are normal because I haven't dealt with my trauma. And now I pass that on to my son, where he has the same thinking. It's stinking thinking, okay? And that's why we have to work on ourselves. You can unconsciously pass your trauma down to people in your home. And that's not fair. It's just not right. It's just not fair. So when I think about trauma in the spiritual sense too, and I think about like all the people in the Bible and how they went through so many things, and how Jesus told his disciples, if they go into a home and they're not welcome in that home, like that person does not want to hear the word of God, he told them to dust off their feet. Dust off their feet and keep it moving. That sounds like Jesus knows, like, there are people out there, if you allow them, right, you want to give them something good. You want to give them the word. And if they don't welcome you in and they don't want to hear it and you stay, that they can cause some trauma in your life. So guess what? Don't stay. Keep it moving. Because I need you to be efficient and focused in this walk and this journey. You're going to go to many houses that don't want to hear you. So you know what? Don't sit there and be traumatized by what they say or how they treat you. I need you to get up and keep it moving and give it to someone who actually is going to welcome you into their home. Hear my word, get saved, delivered, and embrace all that I've done for this world. And so I'm just going to take a quick moment. I'm taking a quick moment and say, listen, it is Good Friday. Yes, it's Good Friday. So someone may be asking, where else is the fun? The fun is the fact that Jesus rose. Like, come on. Jesus rose. Not only was it a miracle and it was for us, like, we're looking at how amazingly fun that sounds. Like, Jesus decided that he was going to rise on the third day, and he did it. He did it. And so I just want to encourage you today too, that yes, we're celebrating Jesus rising on the third day, but also keep in mind that it is important for you to know that yes, you may get knocked down. Yes, you may have some things happen in your life, but get back up, baby. Get back up. All right. So we know we can't compare our walk with Jesus, because he was the only one who could die on the cross and rise on the third day for our sins. We couldn't do it. And your most loving person can't do it. It could only be the Son of God. So I'm not trying to compare us to Jesus and what he did for us. But I do believe that Jesus came to this world and was a witness, and he showed us how to live our life. And so get up. I need you to get up. So, you know, I did my research. 70% of adults have trauma. 70% of adults have trauma. This means that, you know how we say sometimes, maybe this person is not for me. Maybe I should be with someone else because of their trauma. This means that you have a low chance of finding someone who does not have trauma. So you can leave someone and go to someone else and they have trauma too. It might be a little different, but they have trauma too, and it's going to show up, right? So when we think of this percentage, 70% is a large number to me. It's a large number to me. 70% of adults have trauma. So as you're in your relationship and you are looking at the trauma that your husband or your wife or your friend, loved ones, right? Because it could be any kind of relationship. When you look at their trauma, just know that you may think that you can get better, and you might be able to get better, right? No one's saying you can't, but look at the fact that you could leave that person, that friendship, that relationship, and go get someone else, and yeah, it might be the same or it might be a different trauma, but they're gonna find some trauma, is what I'm saying. You're gonna find some trauma. Everybody got trauma. You're gonna find some trauma. And that's why it's so important to have grace when you're in a relationship, when you are in a friendship, grace needs to be given because everyone is dealing with something. And we know that if they're not dealing with trauma right now, they will be dealing with trauma because something in this world will happen to traumatize them. This world is crazy. Something will happen. And so I say this a lot, that the pandemic, if you never, ever had trauma, the pandemic caused some trauma for our babies to our adults. The pandemic caused some trauma. And so everyone has a little trauma, and some people have large traumas. And so it is so important for you to work on you. Where is your trauma? Does it stem from childhood? Does it stem from relationships? Does it stem from finances, right? Because trauma can be anything. I don't want you to just think it has to be in a relationship with someone or friendship with a friend that's where trauma lies. Trauma can lie in finances, like not having money and being homeless at some point in your life. That can cause trauma in how you manage money, how you treat money, how you may even not want to spend money because you're thinking you might be homeless again, or how you save money. Like you save so much that you never use it because there's some fear there that you might be homeless again. So trauma isn't just in relationships. Trauma can be in everything. You can have trauma that if you're someone, your car always breaks down. You could have some trauma there where you're like, I just know my car is going to break down. It's just going to break down. Every time you get in it, you think your car is going to break down. You can have a brand new car and there's some trauma and you think your car is going to break down. So trauma is in everything. Trauma could be in how you trust people. Trauma, just like I used my example, trauma can be in if you were bullied when you were young and people talked about how you dressed, your trauma could be in that. You could walk into a room and you just truly believe everybody's looking at you and talking about your clothes because of the trauma that you faced in school. Trauma can show up as anything because it's all about what you experience. Let me say that again because people don't understand trauma. It is about what you experienced. So regardless if someone else went through the same thing and it didn't bother them, because that can happen. Someone can go through something, the same thing you went through, and it didn't bother them. It didn't affect them, but it affected you because of who you are and your makeup and how God has made you, right? And your own personal experiences. So that it was traumatizing to you, but that other person, it wasn't. They're good. So understand, like, everybody has their own trauma, and you can't measure your trauma by somebody else's trauma. And you can't even say they shouldn't be traumatized because that didn't bother me. So let me use this example. Sometime when I talk with my siblings, we talk about how we grew up and how things were. And as we're talking, I noticed, and they noticed, that because there were gaps in our ages, that there were some things we just did not experience. And there were some things that did not affect us the same way. And it was due to, like, our makeup, our upbringing, how we thought, you know, who we were as a human being. And so even in your own family, you can all be raised in the same home, right? Receive the same thing, but have some trauma from something that happened. And it doesn't have to be from your parents. It could be trauma that everyone went to college around the same time and you were by yourself in the house. Yeah. That's real. Like, you could have got so used to having so many people in the house, and then when everyone left, moved out, or went to college, you were by yourself, and that caused some trauma that you just always think people are going to leave you because people left you, right? And I'm using the word left because that's how it feels like. You feel like they left you, but that's not what happened. What happened is they went off to college, they moved in with someone, right? Or they got married and moved out, right? Like, but your interpretation, because you were so young, was everyone left me. And so although that was not the case, that's how you felt or feel, right? And so I'm using this too because I want you to see the other piece of trauma, that you can be traumatized by something that was not malicious. you could have big feelings about something that wasn't even meant to hurt you, as the example I just gave, right? If your brother went off to college, your sister moved out, your other sister got married and moved out, right? All these things people are, but your interpretation is these people left me, right? But there was nothing malicious. They were just older, getting older, ready to move out, ready to be more independent. And because you're so young, you don't understand like that, what that means. You don't understand independence. You don't understand to go to college and live on campus means you have to leave. Like, you get college, but you don't get the full whole, you know, you don't get it all, right? You can't grasp it as a young boy or girl. And so your interpretation becomes everyone left you. So I'm using that because sometimes our trauma wasn't even malicious. Sometimes our trauma wasn't purposely done. And sometimes our trauma is because of who we are and how we feel, not that someone has done something to us. So I'll say that again. Trauma can be because of who you are and how you feel, and not that something or someone has done something to you. So that's why I say you have to do the work, put the work in. Obviously, I'm giving you enough information to let you know I have put the work in at some level. Am I still working on me? Yes, there's no ending. But I know enough to know that there were some things that happened in my life that was not on purpose. There were some things that happened in my life that was not malicious. And because I was young and my thinking was different, that what I took in as trauma, like, it was not trauma. And then you got to work that out. Got to unpack it, work it out so that you could be better and you could show up at your best in every relationship and friendship you have. I mean, even down to being a coworker, like, your trauma will show up. We got to work on us. And so that being said, I would encourage you to think about what things really impacted you as a young boy or girl, or what things are impacting you now, and think about why it is bothering you. Think about, or try to think about, it's hard to do it on your own, so get a counselor, but try to think about, when was the first time you felt like that? How you're feeling with your big feelings. How? When was the first time? Was it when you were young? Was it the first time you went on a date? Is it your uncle said something when you were a teenager? Like, what? Where is that feeling coming from? And when was the first time that you felt that? Because you're going to remember. You're going to remember if you give yourself time to remember. Because trauma is just what happened to you before that is now happening now, which is why we use the language trigger. Like, it triggered because of my trauma, right? So really analyzing you, like, in why do I respond this way? Do I have a pattern of responding a certain way? Okay, now how do I break that pattern? How do I talk myself down? How do I do better in this area, right? Because you may be someone who's like, I'm not going to counseling. And I'm not going to say that's fine, because I don't think that's fine. I think everyone should have a counselor. So you're not going to get that. I know it sounded like I was going there, but no, I'm not going there. I think everyone should have a counselor. But if you're not willing to work on you in that way, at least you can use these questions to help guide you. That, how are you showing up? What are your habits? And why are your habits that? And when was the first time you felt that same feeling? And how can you work on that? How can you talk yourself down? That's what I'm leaving for you today. And I believe it is fun to work on yourself. Does it always feel good in the moment? No. But after you do some work, that's why I said this is a fun topic. After you get some work done on you, you start to make good choices and you start to have fun in life. Because your trauma doesn't control you. You start to have fun in life because your trauma does not control you. You manage your trauma. So that's all I have for you today. Listen, I missed y'all. I've been so busy doing all of the things. I am still in school. I am almost done. Y'all pray for a sister over here. I am tired. Okay, working and in school and just all of the things. Being a mom and being a wife, it's just a lot. But I wanted to drop this nugget for you. Drop it, drop it, drop it. I just dropped it. Here we go. Pick it up, pick it up. Put it in your pocket, okay? And hopefully I'll be able to get back on at another time and show some more love. Listen, if you have not followed me already, go ahead and do it. Don't miss out on some important topics that would help you in your everyday living. All right, y'all. Until next time. Peace.